This is one of our first interviews in the course of these exciting programmes, and when I did the first one, or after the first one, I got a letter from Dunstable Beds, from Rodri, and I must admit, I thought Rodri was an assumed name, but this turns out not to be the case at all. Welsh.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, it starts off, Rodri's letter started off in the most promising fashion imaginable. It says, "Glad to hear you brightening up our airwaves." Now, that's the kind of thing that I like to get in a letter, and that's the way you get your letters acknowledged on the programme. But you decided to, at the time you said you were starting to work on a fanzine. Why did you, what made you decide to do that? I mean, there are lots of them about.
Well, yeah, well, I started reading fanzines, like Rabid Turtle and Ablaze. Those are my favourite ones.
Where are they from?
Rabid Turtle is written by a chap in Nottingham.
Right.
And that sort of provided inspiration, if you like, for me to do my own one. Even though the bands in the fanzines weren't really to my taste, so I thought, well, I can do one with bands in that I like, and hopefully other people will like as well.
Well, since then, you've become a bit of an advisor on kind of births, deaths and marriages, haven't you? I mean, you've phoned me up on several occasions to tell me about who's doing what and to whom. But, first of all, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, well, I'm 17 years old.
17 years old. Yeah. So what do you do apart from doing fanzines?
I'm in the sixth form at the moment.
Right.
My A-levels.
Are you? Yeah, where at?
Manshead School in Dunstable.
I see. So you want to say hi to all of the kids in the sixth form. Right. So anyway, here's issue one of the magazine. Incidentally, it's called Glottal Stop.
That's the one, yes.
Yes, that's the one. It's getting confident already, don't you hate it? And issue one, this is pretty clearly. Now, the surrogate boyfriends on page one, who are they?
They're a local band from Dunstable, and I had to put them in because they're friends of mine.
I see, and they'd have been, yes, it says here, they'd have beaten you up if they'd...
That's right.
A vicious kind of... But so, okay, so now let's see, Giant Treads Clean, what's that?
They're from Wolverhampton.
Right, now so how did you track them down? How did you hear them?
Well, actually, you reviewed a tape in Underground Magazine.
Oh, that's right, I did, yes. But just, you keep talking for a second, because these cans are incredibly loud. I'm deafening myself. I can't figure out which one of these things it is. Ah, here we go.
And there was a contact number next to the review, and I just rang them up because it sounded pretty good, and they sent me the tape.
Now, this ringing up, obviously, is knowing that your dad is sitting outside in reception, possibly listening to this, and having driven you up here, is having a fairly indulgent parent an important part of fanzine editorship? I mean, because obviously he's going to get presented with a phone bill.
Yes. That's the only problem.
That's why you want to be let out through the men's toilet window disguised in the 17th century French court costume and start a new life elsewhere. These things. Otherwise, you'd have any small profit that you might make, you'd have lost having to post them all out. So that's 50p and what sized envelope?
A5
envelope. To Ian van der Heerden, East or Dunstable Beds, and you'll get a copy in a week or so when they're all finished, right?
That's right. Yeah. Printed at the moment.
Issue one of Glottal Stop. Right. So thank you very much for coming in, and my thanks to your dad for bringing you up here as well. And if you feel like making your way up here again to advise us on what's going on, or you know any further progress in the magazine world, then you must do
or
so.
Anyone splitting up?
Anyone splitting up? Yes. I mean, phone up at any time you like.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks very much for coming in.